the reverse, our bond forming mechanisms then, we can have, if we had homolytic bond cleavage, we'll have homogenic bond formation. So this then involves a radical mechanism where one electron comes from each fragment. Now we're only going to look at one radical mechanism in detail. We look briefly at radicals in polymerization, but only briefly. The emphasis is on understanding the radical substitution in alkanes, and if you get the hang of that, then it's a good general framework for radical reactions. So the substitution in alkanes then proceeds by this homogenic mechanism, and then the second mechanism is again a polar mechanism. If we had homolytic bond cleavage, homogenic bond formation, then we're going to have heterolytic bond cleavage and heterogenic bond formation. So the mechanism that I was wanting you to do on the board, that SN1 mechanism, that's an example of a heterogenic mechanism. The electrophilic addition that you guys have been working on, that's another example of a heterogenic mechanism.